Yeah, my wife started going nuts with the Chihuahua thing, though. Her little Chihuahua she named Darby. And after about a year and a half of having little Darby, my wife decided it was time to breed the dog. So my wife got on the internet and found the 3-pound stud Chihuahua. I don't know how you call anything that's 3 pounds a stud. But we went and picked up little Jake. He was for sale, and the owner just wanted to get rid of him. So Jake came to live at our house. He was full grown and ready to go. And not long after that, Darby came in heat. Not long after that, we had 3 tiny little Chihuahua puppies. The 2 larger ones my wife gave away, but the runt of the litter, the runt from 2 3-pound dogs, we decided to keep. Little Rusty is now full grown. He's a whopping 1.8 pounds. And the cool part is he and 80-pound Bill are best friends. I don't know how you can be best friends with someone who's the same size as your poop. My kids question whether I'm funny or not. I pointed that out in the backyard one day. I'm a comedy genius to them now, ladies and gentlemen. But the other cool part is little Rusty picked me over everyone else in the family to bond with. He likes me best, we don't know why. But I kind of like it. I come home and he runs to the front door and I pick him up, I take him to my office. I have a little stuffed car. I sit on my desk and he sits in that car. If he sits just right, it looks like he's driving around my desk. People walk in my office and they go, "Oh, it's your rat." "Oh, it's your dog." But the bond between Rusty and me has gone beyond just companionship. There's an emotional bond there. Now, what I'm about to tell you has happened 5 different times, so it can't be coincidence. Now, the 3 Chihuahuas sleep in the bed with my wife and me. And every once in a while, my wife and I will get in an argument. We'll go to bed angry. I know you're not supposed to do that, but we're tired. Little Rusty hears the argument, he knows we're not happy with each other, and apparently he takes my side because at 3 or 4 in the morning he will wake up and pee on my wife. I am not kidding. It's the greatest thing ever! I have the satisfaction of knowing if I go to bed angry with my wife, it's going to be taken care of. This is all absolutely true. And about a month ago, I had to get up early for an East Coast flight. I had to get up at like 3:30. And my wife and I, we'd argued the night before. I wake up, I'm still mad at her. 4 a.m., I'm getting ready to walk out the front door. And I think, you know, I still love her. I got to go kiss her. So I walk over to her, put my hand on her. I'm like, "Rusty, my man!" It's still warm, she hadn't woken up yet. I lean over and I kiss her and I go, "Honey, I love you, see you later. Rusty pissed on you, bye!" Rusty's at the end of the bed just wagging his tail. I'm walking out the front door thinking, "Oh boy, I hope he doesn't teach Bill to do that."
Recently, I was invited to a surprise birthday party. It was a surprise birthday party for a dog. That's right, I have friends that are mentally ill. I went, it was in my apartment building, and I needed the material. And to be fair, the dog was surprised. Didn't suspect a thing. Dog didn't know it was his birthday. Dog didn't know it had a birthday. The dog wasn't sure why people were in the apartment. It was the dog's 3rd birthday, which in dog years, doesn't matter. Someone made that up, and we just went along with it. "Oh, 1 year equals 7 for doggies? Okay. When I see a dog, I'll do math." That's not fulfilling some dog need. You know, there's not a dog sitting in a bar right now going, "I'm not 3, I'm 21. I can legally drink." That's not how dogs keep track of time. If you have a dog, you know they don't keep track of time. You've left your home, forgotten something, walked back in, only to be greeted by your dog like you've just returned from war.
"You're back! It's a miracle! You're back after I don't know how long, because I'm a dog!" These poor dogs! We just attach these points of view on these poor dogs.
Like dog is man's best friend. How desperate are humans?
we're best friends, right?
Dog's like, well, aren't we different species?
But we're best friends forever.
You know, you locked me in the house all day with nothing but a bowl of water. You'd think you let your best friend sit on the couch.
We're best friends. Now put on this fireman's outfit. We're gonna do a photo shoot for Instagram.
You know, sometimes when you sleep, I think about eating your face. But I get it. I love dogs, too. I love animals. We all have the friend that announces they love animals in a way that implies the rest of us are drowning kittens.
Yeah, but I love animals.
Well, that's a pretty exclusive group of just you and anyone who's not a serial killer.
Yeah, but I just get along with animals better.
Or humans don't like you. I did have an opportunity to go on a safari, which was unbelievable. It was breathtaking how bad the Wi-Fi was. I went on a safari, which is just a fancy word for animal stalking. Because that's what you do on a safari. You follow animals and watch them. You're like... Beautiful.
Never Been Kissed came out when I was 17. And in 1 year, I watched it upwards of 300 times. It was bad. I was in a bad... It was bad. Nobody... I didn't have friends. Okay, so... Like, I was obsessed with that movie so much that I would steal my mother's People magazines and I would cut out pictures of his face. And then I would take those photos and put them on a poster board, and I would take that poster board and put it on my nightstand. And then I would kiss it every night and wish him sweet dreams. Kids, am I right? That's crazy. It's totally normal. It's fine. Because back then it was a collage and it was creepy. You know what they call it now? A vision board, and it's manifesting. Yeah, yeah, and that's why he's in the kitchen right now, because I willed it into life, okay? All right, so I look at Chris and I go, you have to introduce me. No. What do you mean, no? I want to meet him. You have to introduce me. I'm not going to do that. Kristen, you drug me here. I want to meet them. I need this. Please introduce me. And she goes, I'm not going to do that. You are in a full body sweat and you have custard on your chin. I am not doing that. So we start fighting back and forth at the same time through the sea of America's Next Top Models. One at the helm, Trinity, stands up and she's like, who wants to dance? Turn down for what? And she starts playing the music and I'm like, us, Trinity, turn down for us, the two old hags, okay? We're trying to have a conversation about carpal tunnel and eye cream. Turn it down. To which she does. And at the same time, I look over and all the men are laughing, including Michael Vartan. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you like comedy. I'm your... Oh, that's cool. Then he starts to walk over, and I'm like, oh, no, Kristen. And she goes, well, looks like you get your chance. And I'm like, chance for what? What's happening? What's happening? She goes, Michael, so good to see you again. This is my friend Nicole. You two have a wonderful night. Bye. And she walks away, and I'm like, no, my life preserver's gone. No, come back. Hi. There's no blood rushing to my brain at this point. So the next three exchanges are me just trying to repeat what he's saying because I can't breathe and I cannot focus. So he comes up and he's like, it's a great party, huh? And I'm like, oh, it's a great party. He goes, yeah, the caterers did a really good job on the food. And I'm like, oh, yeah, caterers make food. And he goes, so how long have you known David? I've known David for years. And I go, oh, well, David and I go years back. I have no idea who David is, by the way. I assume by process of elimination that he's the birthday boy, but I don't want to jump to conclusions, you know? So I'm like, oh, David. At this point, he realizes how freaking weird I am. So he's like, how do I get out? He goes, well, it was nice meeting you. I have a dog to get home to, but enjoy the rest of your evening. And he starts to walk away, and I'm like, save it, save it, save it, save it, save the moment. And I go, I have a dog? And he turns around, and he goes, okay, what kind? And I go, here's my opportunity to play it cool. That doesn't happen. So I say, oh, well, I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Tootsie. She's 12 years old, though, now, so she's not really chocolate so much as she's gray. And a lot of people think I named her after that Dustin Hoffman movie, but I didn't. I named her after a bar in Nashville. But don't be confused. I did not name her after the dance move or the candy.